Okay, awesome. This is Tim Darnell in Allen, Texas, on our Team Freedom Strategist call. Great to have everybody on the line. If you've got an ability to take notes, this would be a great time to take notes. And because I really want you guys to learn this stuff and really, really get good at it so you can get to the point of not only doing it yourself, but teaching others exactly what we're doing here and being professional at our Isagenix business. So I know you guys like that. You want to do that. And we're going to talk about how to become a professional in our Isagenix business and get over the jitters and get over the ambiguity and get into the world of knowing what we're doing and being very, very confident in what we're doing and a specific order of what we're doing and taking a prospect through a process that we know exactly what we're going to do instead of throwing our hands up and panicking and going, oh, my God, what am I going to do? What am I going to do? Well, after this call, you're going to know exactly what to do. So that's exciting. So I want to get us started with a verse of Scripture in Revelation. Some of you know this. I think most of you know this. I read the Bible from Genesis to Revelation on a regular basis, and today was a stellar day, not just because it was our anniversary. That certainly is a stellar day, and I got Kathy the greatest-looking floral arrangement you ever saw in your life and had it delivered to her work. And so that was good points for me right there, but the other thing that happened was we ended that read at the end of Revelation I think this is my seventh time to do this. So anyway, I'm not saying that to brag. It's what I do, and it's what empowers me and what keeps me going and gives me the faith necessary, the belief necessary to believe this business or to build this business. And there's other aspects of it as well. It's the empowerment side of God saying, look, I'll come into your business and work with you if you'll just invite me in. And instead, most of us try to do it on our own power, and we wonder why we're failing miserably. And I can just tell you, the power of God can't be beat. There's nothing like it. And you absolutely, I highly encourage you to incorporate that into your business on a daily basis and start believing in the power of God and the power that you'll have by having God as your co-pilot here and working with you in this business. He will open doors that we cannot on our own. So I'm going to read, I posted this morning in Revelation 22, it's verse 17. It says, the Spirit and the Bride, so the Spirit is the Spirit of Christ and the Bride is the church, say, come, and let him who hears say, come. Whoever is thirsty, let him come, and whoever wishes, let him take the free gift of the water of life. Well, I'm going to read that one more time and say this. Really soak this in. Don't block me out here. Whoever is thirsty, let him come. And whoever wishes, let him take the free gift of the water of life. So it's a gift that is being offered. It's whoever to any of us that will take that gift. Whoever wishes, whoever desires, whoever envisions, whoever aspires, that's who this is talking about, then you've got the free gift of the water of life, and that's the Spirit of Christ himself coming into you. But Christ is a gentleman. He's not going to force himself on you. He's going to wait for your invitation, and I encourage you to do that on your own. If you need help in that, I will be glad to help you in that process there, but that's exactly what I do every single morning. I get myself into the Word. I get taught by that. I get edified by that. I get the Spirit in me, and then I pray for a while for all different circumstances, including my business. And so I just want to encourage you guys, if you're not incorporating the spiritual side of this, you're probably playing small ball, and you're not playing near to the height that you can be playing. You can play a much higher level game if you will incorporate God into this and get your confidence going, get your belief going, get your posture going, and you will only do that. Jesus said, you can do nothing without me. He also said, you can do everything in my name if you'll just ask. And so it's just a matter of us asking and not avoiding that crucial element of success, success in life, success in our health, success in our relationships. And one of the gifts of this business is our relationships. Our incredible relationships we have here. Teresa and I talked for about an hour today. Mary Grogan and I have talked today. Rick and Sharon Reese have talked today. I can go down the list and talk to the the dozens of people probably that I've talked to today, either on private message or text or actual physical phone calls. And it's so important. That's called righteousness or right relationships. When you are in communication with people and you're building each other up, you're listening to their problems. You're listening to their thoughts. You're listening to their desires on what they want to do in this business. And so it's real important that we get serious about this and get moving in that positive right direction and communicating these ideas with other people on a regular basis. When we do this, we're going to grow like weeds. We're going to get bigger and bigger on this team. So I'm going to read one other verse from the book of Hosea, and it's in the fourth chapter. I'd love for you to write these verses down and use these and just listen to these verses. Let them speak to you and understand what these verses are saying to you. It's 4:6, and the prophet says, "My people are destroyed from lack of knowledge." And I see that in our business all the time. I see people going out there just trying to freelance this business and not having an understanding, an edification or education about this business. And they're doing it on their own, and they're wondering why people are not responding to them. And so what you do in this business is you have a mentor. It may be me. It may be probably will be me on this particular call, or it may be other people that are in our business that are killing this business, knocking it out of the ballpark. And so I'm going to go through a few simple steps here in our business that you want to get good at. And each one of these components, it's almost like an outline. And so, for instance, when I speak, a lot of times what I'll do is I'll write my thoughts out on paper, but I'll never read this, never, ever read when I'm talking to people. Every once in a while, some, but usually not anything from a manuscript whatsoever. Why? Because it's boring, and people fall asleep when you're reading stuff, and they know when you're reading. And so what I'll do is I'll take each paragraph and learn that paragraph and have a key word that associates with that paragraph, or a key sentence or a phrase or whatever that gets me to that paragraph. And then we go off on our own and trust that God is going to talk very powerfully through me. That's what I do that all the time, in love and in concern for everybody else's well-being. So as you well know, in this business, if I can help you become very successful in this business, that helps Kathy and me. And so there's a degree of selfishness, but it's not selfishness. It's just understanding how things work and understanding that I genuinely want to see you successful in this business, no question about it. If I didn't make another dime, I would want to see you guys successful in this business. So that's sort of the underlying thing that I wanted to talk about right there, the concepts right there. So we put God into our relationships. We put God into our thinking. We put God into the beginning of our day. And we're going to merge with what it is. It'll be the best relationships possible, the best health possible, the best finances possible, the best future any of us can imagine. And so when we start putting God into it, instead of just onesie-twosies, man, I might sign somebody up this week. I might enroll somebody this week or this month. And God comes into your life and he says, no, wait a minute, you're thinking so small. You're dealing with my power here. Do you think one a month or one a week is anything, any accomplishment whatsoever? You think bringing in the best talented people, the best qualified people is out of my domain? It is not at all. So my posture with you guys, or my posing of a question or a proposition with you guys is to become a professional instead of dabbling in this business. And I'll sort of share what I mean by dabbling and what I mean by being a professional. It's learning how to do this business well. It's knowing how to make presentations and the presentations within the presentation. So once you learn the order of presentation and the components of the presentation, there's that outline that I was talking about. You'll quit wondering, what in the world am I going to say? You'll quit freaking out when you interact with a person. You will be calm, and you'll know from a leadership perspective what to say, how to say it, what I'm going to say. I know where I'm going with this. I know where I'm headed, instead of it being totally ambiguous. So let's talk about exposures. Number one is the invite. The invite. So how do you invite somebody to this business? A lot of times it'll be on the run, on the move, when you bump into somebody and you want to go into inviting mode, or it may be that you're at your list and you've got a designated time that you're going to call people. But let me encourage you to get any materials from Zach and Eden Slobin. If you're at the conference, you know how phenomenal Zach is. Eden is just as phenomenal. He just came out with a corporate training on how he invites people, how he and Eden invite people. I posted that. It is absolutely gold. It is tremendous. It's right on target. And if you'll just learn his verbiage, learn what they do and the components of it, the invite will become not something to avoid, but something that you own. You've learned it. It's become a skill that you have. You can get on a plane and drop out of a plane anywhere and parachute to anywhere in this world, and you have that skill, you can build this business. And so these are things that need to be components of your very person, of who you are. And so the invite is one of the most important things out of the, that you really want to understand. Zach and Eden are very methodical, so you'll understand the components of it. You'll put it together in your own verbiage, your own wording. And, for instance, one thing they talk about in that invite is the compliment. You want to find people that you've got the ability to compliment them because they have characteristics that showed up that you like that qualify them for being on your team. And how do you convey that to that person? And so why did you put them on your list? They've got to have some positive characteristics about their personality. It could be integrity. It could be their way with words. It could be their faith. It could be their anything. Whatever you like about that person, compliment them on that particular subject. And I'll just tell you, man, compliments are so few and far between. They just don't happen in life. Think about it. How many compliments have you received in the last 2 or 3 days? Probably not that many. Are you deserving of the compliments? Yes, you are. Well, how about the people that you're surrounding yourself with and the team that you're building? They should be worthy of your compliments. So that's just one component of the invite. But I'm going to let Zach and Eden train you on that. Find that information. If you can't find it, I'll repost it again and get it to you. But you should devour that training that they did. It's simple, and it should become part of you. You should be the one that understands exactly what they're saying there. All right, number two is your 30-second story. Your 30-second story. Now, we talked about that many, many times. You go to an ICU, you're going to work on your 30-second story because it is so powerful and because you're going to use that at the right time, which is usually right in the beginning in the invitation process and in the first discussion about Isagenics. When you're bringing it up, you're going to tell what's happened to you. And so you're going to make it concise. You're going to make it quick. It's going to be 30 seconds before Isagenics. I was fluffy, I was overweight, I was unathletic. I was introduced to Isagenics by a guy named Jay Bennett. I got on the products, I lost 10 pounds, realized that that was great, but I could stand to lose 10 more pounds. I realized that was great, but I lost 5 more pounds and changed sizes in shirts. I'm now a medium, I'm cut up, I'm exercising now. And what I'm doing at this point is I'm sharing this with everybody I care about. Now, I want you to write that down, everybody I care about. When I talk to somebody, they need to know, and I need to tell them I care about them and I love them. I have no problem telling people that. And, in fact, that's what makes the world go around, as we used to say back in the 60s, but that is absolutely true. People are hungering for compliments. They're hungering for love. They're hungering for relationship. And you need to be one to amplify those things with your prospects. So the 30-second story, if you have questions about it, you can look that up on isagenicsbusiness.com. In fact, all of this is available on isagenicsbusiness.com in trainings. It's not that difficult. It's also in your 90-day game plan. It's multiple different places. The business, it's a powerful thing for you to tell your personal story of what really happened with you. And that's just so crucial that you do that. Now, if you've not been serious about the products, now's the time to get on the Isobody Challenge and to get serious about the products and quit dilly-dallying around with eating donuts and pizza and things that you shouldn't be eating, soft drinks and that kind of thing, and start getting serious about your health. All right, the third thing is, and now I want you to definitely write this one down for sure. All of these are important. Engage in the next thing you're going to do is engage in the conversation of what are you looking to accomplish. That is one phrase that I use every single day over and over and over and over again. I never get tired of it because I love the answers to that question, and I desperately need the answers to that question to understand the prospect, the candidate, the person that I'm talking to. I want to get personal with them, and I want to find out what they want to do. You want to gain weight? Fantastic. How much weight do you want to gain? And you want to lose weight? I want you to be real specific with a number. And I want you to write this down. Ambiguity begets non-action. Ambiguity begets non-action. That sounds sort of biblical, doesn't it? Ambiguity begets non-action. You want to be real ambiguous? I know a lot of people that use the term or whatever in their sentence all the time. They also use at the end of the phrase, they say, or something at the end of their sentence all the time. And those ambiguous phrases don't create specificity. Now, here's the other phrase. Specificity begets action. So ambiguity begets non-action. Specificity begets action. You are the leader. You want to know details, not some amorphous idea of what this person is wanting to accomplish. So get that in your vocabulary, and that is this. What are you looking to accomplish, Mr. Candidate, Miss Prospect? What are you looking to accomplish? Okay, so you're getting them to tell you what their reason is. Now you have their reason. Now you have the dream that they have. Are you serious about that? And now you have tools, you have ammunition in your belt that you would not have if you don't get them talking. You cannot assume what they want to accomplish. You have to get them to tell you exactly what it is. And it's fun. It's fun to hear that. It's a man that, listen, I can relate to exactly what you're talking about there. And we have literally thousands of people on our team that have told me that exact same thing. You know what? Another thing that thousands of people tell me, and I hear it virtually every single day, and that is, I've tried everything. I hear that all the time. I've tried everything. All right, so the fourth thing, let's move on to the fourth thing that you've got to get good at, and that is the three-way call with Upline. This is the next step, three-way call with Upline. In many of your cases, that will be me. Some of you have come to the point that you need to be doing three-way calls and being the person that is called by people on your team, that they're introducing them to you. Why? Because you're a great person. You'll love this person. They're also very knowledgeable. They've been in for a while. They've had a great experience with the products. Just want to connect you with some other members of the team. So hang on. I'm going to connect you right now. And you initiate that three-way call without asking. Without asking. It's your business, not their business. You are leading them properly. If you don't do that, you're not leading them properly. If you ask them if they're willing to do a three-way call, you just gave control of your business up. You just gave it to somebody that has no clue about this business. Okay, so the fifth step is the close. If you're online with your upline, the upline will go ahead and get them started. It'll get them enrolled. And or it may be that they're not quite ready and they're offering objections. Your upline will handle that. I can handle every single objection that possibly is, no problem. In fact, I welcome those objections because it gets the discussion real. Instead of us being on two separate sides, objections bring you together. Objections bring you together. I got a little bit of noise in the background. If I could get the phones on mute there, that would be very helpful there.
Sorry, Tim, I'm calling from the airport.
Okay, no problem. If you can put it on the – oh, you're in. Okay, great. I'm going to call on you in just a second here if you're available. If not, no problem, Randy. Okay, great. All right, so it's either the close or it's subsequent exposures. Now, what do I mean by subsequent exposures? I would prefer that a person go ahead and enroll without a goodies pack. But at that point, I don't mind sending a goodies pack to your prospects, complimentary, free of charge. It brings me into the discussion. It brings a free gift into the discussion. I don't mind doing it. Does everybody that gets a goodies pack come on board? No. but it's another exposure. A lot of people need multiple exposures for them to make up their mind to come on board the business. Now, with that being said, I'm going to go ahead and try to get their address and their information so that we can go ahead and put them in the system right now. There's really nothing to lose and everything to gain by getting started right now. If health is an issue, it is for every single one of us, then health needs to begin as soon as possible. So those are what we do right there. Once we get them started, there's follow-up. That's not the subject of this call, but you guys know your follow-up. If you don't understand what follow-up is and proper follow-up is, what I want you to do when you bring a person in is to get me on the line with that brand-new person when their product comes in. And I'm going to share with you and show you what a proper follow-up is with a brand-new associate or brand-new customer. And so you'll get good at it. You'll understand it. And pretty soon you're going to get proficient at every one of these areas right here. If you can understand the order, get the order first, and then get the each component and understand how to be proficient at each one of these things. It's a piece of cake, and yet most people don't spend the time working on their profession, getting good at these little aspects of their life. And so I encourage you to do it. You will be 10 feet tall and bulletproof when you get these under your belt and you're secure in these aspects right here. You will have no fear. You'll start prospecting a whole lot more. You'll be talking to everybody that you come in contact with. You'll know how to bring the subject of Isagenix up. You'll know how to do it with proficiency and professionalism. You get good at all of these things right here, you're going to make whatever amount of money that you want to make. I can just tell you that. So it's worth the education. It's worth getting good at it. It's worth getting specific with each one of these components right here and getting really good at each one. Being yourself during that time. Being friendly, but also being in control of the conversation. This is your business. It's not their business. You're not asking them for any kind of, reason to move forward or permission. That's the word I'm looking for. No permission to do anything here. This is our business, and we are permitting ourselves to move forward in the order that works phenomenally well. Now, I will say this. We just came back from a major event. Several of you are on the call tonight. We are so pumped, and the activity level has raised probably about 100% over what it was prior to the event this past week. And so that's what major events do. And so if you really boil down beyond what we covered tonight of these components right here, what do we do? Well, we're professional inviters to the major events. And we get people to major events. When they go to major events, they are empowered beyond anything that we could ever imagine. And they're going to make major life decisions. Isagenix is going to become part of them as opposed to a dabbling second thought that occurs once every 3 days. And so it becomes something that becomes important to them. It becomes a central point of their thinking. They get it. They see the enormity of this business. They see 15,000 people in an event that are all fired up and ready to move forward. And they also realize that, hey, if you don't contact that person next, somebody else is going to, and they're going to be on somebody else's team, they might as well be on our team. In fact, I dramatically certainly prefer that to anything else. So anyway, I hope that these things make sense to you. Don't let these slide. Don't let these components slide. Get good at each one of them. Work on your invitation. Work on it to the point that you are fluid and you're totally secure in the invite. Then the 30-second story. Work on that 30-second story. Write it out and then work at it to where you don't even have to think about it. It just rolls off your lips. And then engage in the conversation of what are you looking to accomplish and be good at that. If you get that one phrase into your vocabulary right there, that sets you apart from a lot of people in this business. It gives you the tool to be able to learn specifics about your prospect, get them talking, and find out, are you really serious about that? Are you really serious about losing those 52 pounds? And it usually they tell you a specific amount. It's a lot more than what they tell you, but that's another story right there. Get good at working your three-way feature on your phone. It's nothing to it. every time I teach somebody to use that and they haven't done it before, they go, gosh, that was a whole lot easier than I thought it would be. Yes, it's unbelievably simple. Get good at that and get willing to do that with your prospects. It will take them to a whole new level. And then the close, your upline will do that for you. I will do that for you for the subsequent exposures, determining where they're at in their thought process, saying, okay, we need to do such and such, and I'll tell you what that is. But above all things, you have got to get these major events into your schedule. You've got to do it. If you buy them now, they're the cheapest they ever are. The event in Nashville coming up next August is $149 right now, and that goes up in just a matter of a few days. So you want to get those tickets. The event in Phoenix is lower than it will be in a few months. Phoenix is NYKO coming up in January, one of the greatest. In fact, it's my favorite event. I like NYKO a little bit more than I do Celebration, although I love both of them. So anyway, with that being said, Randy, are you there with us? I didn't know if you could talk or not. I really wanted to have you on the call tonight, and your plane went later.
Yeah. So just literally just walked into the terminal in Houston about 10 minutes ago.
Okay, good. So you heard a portion of the call here. I want to get your feedback, though, Randy, on what this event has meant to you and some of the ancillary things that happened after the event that were so meaningful to you.
Okay, well, just briefly, every event we've ever gone to has exponentially affected our business. And I've heard it said before that that leaders are born at events, and I really believe that. And what I'll say about that is you could say that, well, that's not necessarily true, but people that are going to be leaders in this business don't do that without events. It's so important. We learn so much in such a concentrated amount of time, and every time we get new tools, it's like just going to build a house. You've got to have so many tools in your toolbox to do that. On the flight home from Las Vegas last week, I sat down, actually was on the plane, and a couple came on, and I recognized them from Celebration. I was in uniform, so they thought I was just the flight attendant working that flight, but I was actually going to work in Houston. And that couple's names were Jay and Julia Johnson. And they are six-star Golden Circle. I call them kids. They're late 30s, maybe, that live in Seaside, Florida. And we sat for 3 hours. We just had the most amazing conversation. But they basically gave me a three-hour coaching session on how to use social media, particularly how to use Facebook, and how they have built their business exclusively using Facebook and relying on their upline to help them enroll. So anyway, I got a lot more on that on a future call. Hopefully maybe we may even be able to get Jay or Julia or both on one of our Team Freedom calls. But everything happens at events, and you can plot along forever and get exactly what you need at an event.
Well, well said. And one of the things at events, obviously the presentations are some of our most skilled and most successful people, and those are critically important, powerfully important. Just amazing what they present, but also the serendipities of meeting somebody in between events, off stage, at a restaurant, on a plane, at a swimming pool, wherever it is. Some of those things can have a lasting, dynamic impact on you. And I know this Jay and Julie Johnson really had an impact on you. What a lesson that is. They have zoomed to the top as six-star just within, I don't know, what was the time?
Since 2014. And he left his job as a trial lawyer, and she left her job as an engineer all within the last 2 years.
Yeah. So can it be done? Absolutely it can be done. It can be done in a relatively quick period of time. That, I mean, that's just totally life-changing. You get out of one career, I don't know about, he may love trial lawyering. To me, that would be the most stressful thing I think I could ever be involved in.
And he loves living on the beach. He loves living on the beach and going to all his kids' baseball games.
Yeah, what a change that is. Go figure. Which one do you like better, you know? Randy, thanks for sharing. And, yes, we'd love to have them on the call. I'd love to get comments from anybody else that went to the event. And any single takeaway or thing that stood out with you that that really has made an impact on you. So who would like to volunteer?
This is Sharon.
Hey, Sharon, come on up.
I think I mentioned this to you already, Tim, but what this particular event did for me was really it took what I knew in my head and took it down into my heart in such a way that I just couldn't believe it. I mean, I thought it already was in my heart, but I realized as I thought about it afterward, it became something that I not only see the need to do, but I have the passion to do now after this event. And it was Angelique Norrie's piece on Your Why that did that for me.
What an opening that was to the event. I tell you, she was stellar. She looks like a she's so good looking in body and face and everything and speech, hair. I mean, she looks like a animated person up there, you know, cyborg type thing. But man, she spoke from the heart, and I'm with you, Sharon. It just touched me dramatically. And you come back. You got passion. Wonder if we build this business better without or with passion.
No, definitely with.
No question about it. So anyway, that's great. We got time for one. Thanks for stepping out. Who else would like to step up to the plate here?
Hi, Tim. It's Mary Grogan.
Mary, come on out.
Hi. I really like what Tony Robbins did in transforming a room full of 15,000 people, and maybe even more because it grew more packed when his time came up. And, you know, there were people in front of me and people to the left and right that were just kind of stiff and in their own world. And when he had us do those exercises of meeting and greeting one another, you know, with authentic passion and love in our hearts to the degree that if we didn't do so in the first 3 seconds that everyone we loved and cared for was going to die, I think he said, people reached out and embraced one another. Their faces broke into smile. The transformation that I saw looked like friend greeting friend authentically. I mean, people that were, I'm repeating myself, but were in their own little world, all of a sudden they looked like they'd known each other forever, and it was just beautiful. And that was a powerful experience of something, as Sharon just said, that I knew in my head, but to drop it down into your heart and to live it and make it happen. You know, I'm in Los Angeles right now. This is not my home, and I am greeting everybody with that level of love, friendship, recognition of the soul within, and brotherhood. And it is changing the way that people respond to me. It's a beautiful, beautiful gift to share. I'm so excited about that. And it's right there. It's in our toolkit. We can use it anytime. It's powerful.
Yeah, very good. Thank you so much for that. I had sort of forgotten about that. That's a great aspect of the meeting and so instructional. The other thing he did is that you can change your state at the snap of a finger. I've actually used that in workouts when I'm doing high-intensity interval training. And, you know, that's not easy stuff at all. I would be grimacing and straining like crazy going, oh, my God, I wonder if I can do this. And just with a snap of a finger, I went, I'm empowered. I got this. And the whole workout changes completely. It's just like a totally different person working out. And you do that just by recognizing that you can change your state. Well, that goes along with prospecting. That goes along with contacting, with meeting people, with how you greet your day, how you attack your day, how you build your list. It changes everything. So great stuff, Mary. Thank you so much. Got time for one more, and we will call it a call. Who else?
Abby.
Yeah, who's this?
Hi, Abby. It's Abby.
Hi, Abby. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Super. Great to have you on the call.
Yes, I I've been listening, but my phone got hot. Yeah, so I'm here again.
Oh, good. Good to have you on here. Great to have you. We welcome you to this call. Love you being here.
Thank you.
All right, and so we got time for one more person that was at Celebration, would like to share your takeaway and experience. Who would like to do that real quickly, and we'll wrap it up.
This is Toonie.
Hi, Toonie. Come on out.
Well, last year when I went to Celebration, I wanted to see Susan Sly, and of course that was filled up and around the corners and what. But this year I got to see her, and I just think she's great. And I think most all these people have come from a worse place than I'm at right now to build this business. And if they can do it, I know we all could do it if we'll just put our mind to it and get to getting.
Yeah, I hear you. Well, that's true. And Susan is so motivational. She's just an amazing person and stimulates me to no end. Anytime you get on a phone call with her or be in her audience, she is something else. Of course, all these people didn't get to where they're at without really
right.
developing a lot of skill, and that's how to stimulate you and me, right?
Right.
Well, good stuff. Great to see you there. Folks, thanks for sharing on the call. I really appreciate it. We are so excited. We've got a lot of activity going on, and all you got to do is put these tools in motion. Learn how to use them. If you have questions about it, I am available all the time. I love talking on the phone to prospects, to associates, to people that are in the business that have questions. And we're in this thing to win big, big time here. There's no question about it. I'm looking to develop 5 6-digit earners over the next year between now, this Celebration, and next Celebration. 5 on Team Freedom. So if you're part of Team Freedom, I'm looking for 5 of you so that I can lock arms with you and run down this road together and help you get to that point. So there would be nothing that would tickle me more for us to accomplish that, and I fully intend to do that with the ones who raise their hand and say, that's me. I'm the one that needs to do that. So, guys, have a great evening tonight. I hope you've enjoyed the call. This is Tim Darnell from Allen, Texas, signing off, and we will talk to you guys real shortly here. God bless.
Thanks, Tim.
Thank you.
Good night, Tim. Thank you.